song has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in Central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And welcome. It's Tuesday edition of The Doug and Daddy Show. As we take you on into the week a little bit further, Doug out today at College World Series. He will join us shortly. Damon Day setting in for him. Kind of open all hour once again. 1-888-455-3776 or shoot us an email, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. That's Doug and, spell out the word and, daddy@espnsuperstation.com. Well, first thing we're going to do, Damon, before I let you jump in here, is we're going to go live to Omaha, where I think the day is going to be a little bit warmer. It's going to warm up the temps, maybe for the first time at the College World Series, and welcome in our own Doug Duda. Doug, how are you?
Hey, morning, guys. How's it going?
Well, we're hanging in there. It's very, very humid and muggy here. What's the weather there?
It's a little muggy. Could be a little heavy. Ball may not travel as well as it did yesterday. The heavy, heavy air.
Douglas, a lot of emails coming in that you just totally killed the Fullerton season.
Hey, I was going to start off with that. Don't give up on the Titans of Cal State Fullerton is all I was going to say. don't give up on them. That good freshman, that solid freshman pitching staff will be back next year in Omaha.
They'll be somewhere. That's exactly right. But a tough game, Virginia comes out, and I said it yesterday, Doug, it seems to me, and I told Damon this before the show, because I don't think he heard the show yesterday, it seems to me the team that applies pressure the first has won every game in this World Series, every game.
Well, and again, two things here. Now, we had a couple of games there. You know, Virginia pushed LSU the first game, and Southern Miss took Texas to the wire, and North Carolina and Arizona State won extra innings. But we still have to realize the favorites won every game except the two that Cal State Fullerton's been in. So, I mean, we're not an upset city here. We're a young pitching staff from Cal State Fullerton away from really all the favorites winning. Now, you know, North Carolina, Arizona State, you can say that it's a 4-5 seed, but according to the line, Arizona State was favored to win that baseball game. So the favorites have won all of the ball games except the two that Cal State Fullerton have played in.
All right, well, you start off with North Carolina, Southern Miss today, and Damon, you can jump in here. A game you thought Southern Miss, maybe Corky Palmer didn't handle that as you would have, or as a lot of people would have.
I was first base dugout side watching that game, and even the players seemed to just – there's something about Texas. You asked me before, why is Texas – the programs that get there are the programs who can handle getting there. You know, you see Augie Garrido and his team just kept playing, and they knew that they were eventually going to come on top.
Well, and I'm going to jump in there. It looks to me like Texas, there's never a panic moment.
No.
Everybody's just relaxed. That's just the way it goes.
And even when you watch the Arizona State-North Carolina game, both those teams are very, very calm and just playing the game. You know, you can kind of see even Arkansas. I thought last night Arkansas just got hit by a truck in the first inning. They fell behind. The pitcher came in, Forrester did a great job of kind of settling it down somewhat, but they just seem to get – and that's what's great about college baseball to me is there is that emotion to it. There is that ability for the ball to be hit to the third baseman. And in the College World Series, it's a 50-50 shot. He may airmail it or he may hit the guy in the chest. You saw it in the Texas game.
Oh.
Ground ball routine, that guy probably makes that play 9 out of 10 times. Well, now he's in Omaha watching it at doing it at Rosenblatt. And it completely changes the game. And that's what's fun about watching the College World Series. That's why I think everybody does watch it here.
Well, guys, you talk about that. I mean, seriously, is there one person in the world that thought Corky Palmer would out-coach Augie Garrido? It doesn't matter how good a coach Corky Palmer was. I mean, we were hanging out with a lot of Southern Mississippi fans last night. And, you know, they, I think, good representation, by the way. But, you know, Texas has been – why do you think these teams that get there for the first time don't win? I mean, it's a very rare occasion that they do. I mean, Oregon State, I mean, even if the kids haven't been there, the program's been there, the coaches have been there, the SIDs have been there, they know where to go, where to keep everybody comfortable. This is all new to Southern Mississippi. I mean, it's also funny. We were talking about this yesterday. You just look at some of the regular spots you go to when you're not at the ballpark. It's LSU fans. It's Cal State Fullerton fans. It's not Virginia. It's not Southern Mississippi, because even the fans don't know where to go in Omaha, where the same spots are. So I imagine that's the same thing when you get on the field. Yeah, it's a baseball field, but, you know, you're there for the first time. And besides, Corky Palmer couldn't go out there and throw the ball for those pitchers yesterday. I think that's days ago.
Oh, without a doubt. You know, whenever you put in relievers, you're always expecting that they're going to give me a good effort. And those guys obviously didn't. But, it's always funny. You look in the College World Series, and you know, Palmieri did it in the LSU game. Adam Jones threw three innings before the College World Series, and now he's in a one-run lead. He has a one-run lead with guys on first and second in the sixth inning of a big-time game, and now he's pitching. I mean, it's just how. And then Southern Miss throws a middle infielder who's pitched eight innings all year long. They make so many changes and they make it so fast. It's just amazing to me how some of these obscure pitchers who don't have much experience end up on the mound at Rosenblatt, which is, I mean, it's hard to compare the regular season to the postseason because the postseason slammed into so condensed into so many. But I always find that amazing, and you always hear it in the College World Series stories. Is you see these guys, you know, eight at bats. The next thing you know, he's the pinch hitter with the bases loaded in the bottom of the ninth. I mean, it's just funny how I think there's totally something to be said. I worked the Yes Clinic for the NCAA. I was at Creighton for Virginia's practice. Virginia SID's kind of sitting there BSing with the coaches, and he goes, the hardest part to deal with coming to the College World Series is our travel party grew by 37. The travel party from the Super Regional to the College World Series grew by 37. And I mean, that kind of goes to show that the people who have been here before, they know what to do. They know how to handle that changeover. And there's something to be said for experience in Omaha.
Well, I want to go back to one other thing before we let Cal State Fullerton go. And Damon, I mean, I'm not trying to be a smarty here, but, I mean, it's not like UNK has been into the number one seed in a whole lot of places they've went. But there has to be some pressure there as well. Explain a little bit about what you saw when a favorite goes out like that and that opens up the field. I mean, you can say what you want. I think there's a lot of people surprised that Cal State Fullerton is already home.
Oh, yeah, and I think, without a doubt, I think if you look on paper, people are sitting there going, wow, Cal State Fullerton's always gone. And I always go back to it's the reason why we watch college athletics is because we're dealing with athletes that are 18 to 22 years of age. They're not professionals. That kid from Cal State Fullerton, the guy who started the first game, had been lights out all year long. They talked about how he had a rough upbringing and this wasn't pressure and this and that. I don't care who you are. When you will step on the field at Rosenblatt, it's hard enough to get the ball out of your glove, let alone to start making pitches. And it always seems the guys that settle down first and take that first big deep breath and get into their flow always seem to be more successful. But at the end of the day, you know, like you said it best, they got two big-time freshman pitchers that are going to be there again next year. And they're going to be a team to be reckoned with. But it's hard to go into a tournament of that magnitude with that much pressure being the number one seed and always be successful. I always say is from a head coach, you would rather be the guy who has nothing, your team has nothing to prove. We beat Sonoma State in 07 because we weren't even supposed to be on the same field with them. They're the number one team in the country, finally got to the number one seed. They played very conservatively, very tight, and all we had to do was just go out and play. And so as kind of an analogy back to the Kearney thing, I think the team that can relax the most, but without a doubt, Cal State Fullerton had a tremendous amount of pressure coming into the tournament. And when you're putting all that pressure on freshmen, you never know quite what you're going to get.
Doug, I want to ask you this question because I think you and Damon probably have differing feels for it. Now, Arizona State and Texas both saved their aces for today's game. That's something that I don't understand because I save, if you don't win the first one, what good did that do you? But they both did win the first one. Doug, your thoughts on the ability to do that? And first of all, you got to have a very, very talented team to be able to do that. But your thoughts, and do you like that approach?
Well, yeah, it's interesting, and you got to go to the coaches. I was thinking while you guys were talking about how deep your pitching staff has to be to win a national championship anyway, because even if you happen to get to the finals, it's usually not one of your top two aces that's going to start that final game and give you a chance to win the national championship. So I guess whatever the coaches think, if they think they're going to have two tough games and just, you know, pitcher number two has a little bit better look at the first team than he would at the second team, you know, why not? If you don't go 2-0 out of the gate, you're at a disadvantage anyway. So, I mean, losing the first game, losing the second game, you're gonna be playing elimination games anyway. You're going to be playing the same amount of games. So I guess it doesn't really make that big a difference, in my opinion. I think if that's what you want to do, fine. Now, if there's a huge discrepancy, and if the team feels you're sliding them by not starting your number one, like maybe if you're starting your number five, Sonoma. But, I mean, you look at that, and you just – I don't think it's a big deal. I don't think it's a big deal. If you want to save your number one to go in the second game, he's going to pitch whether you're in the winner's bracket or the loser's bracket. You're saying that your starter's starting one of the first – your best pitcher's playing or starting one of the first two games. The long haul is, of course, if your number one would have started – you know, on Sunday or Saturday, as whatever the case may be, then he's going to get to come back sooner in the College World Series if, say, you're in that second elimination game.
That would be my point of the whole thing, and I think that's a big disadvantage to starting him second. Damon?
You know, I think for the schools that pulled that maneuver, they're the schools that can pull that maneuver. There's not many coaches who can go back to their fan base or whatnot and be able to explain, well, I took a gamble. With those guys, if you think about those guys have been to the dance now a while now. And basically they sat down as a coaching staff and marketed out pitching-wise, how are we going to win this? Let's screw just having a good effort. Let's figure out how we're going to win this. And that's what they decided, is that this guy was going to go one. You know, especially in Arizona State's case, they've been here a few times now and haven't.
Well, see, I think that's the arrogance of Pat Murphy. Augie Garrido going against Southern Miss, I think it's a calculated move, thinking, I think we got the talent edge. I think we can win this ballgame. But Pat Murphy's going against North Carolina, the two-time runner-up, right?
Right. And he won.
And he won.
And if he would have lost, they would have talked about
it. You just hate Pat Murphy. You hate Pat Murphy. You hate Arizona State. Let's get that right out there.
No, you know what? I can appreciate the guy's very, very confident. He's very, very sure of himself to be able to do that. I think if you're playing Southern Miss or Virginia, I understand that move. I don't understand that move against North Carolina.
Right.
But it paid off.
Yeah,
it worked.
Yeah, I mean, to me, if you look at it, there's teams that are happy to be there, and there are teams there that are there to win it. You can even look back at Fresno State. They didn't know what the hell they were doing. It was just game after game. Hey, we just keep winning.
And they lost the first one.
Right, and then that's how they did it. You know, there's teams that show up there. I mean, everybody wants to win it, but in all honesty, everybody wants to win it because they're there. There's only eight teams that have, or now seven teams that have a chance to do it. But at the end of the day, as a coach, you pick the best. For some of these teams, they could get Pat Murphy's earned the luxury to pull a move like that because they've been there enough times. And he did what he thought was going to be best to win him the College World Series, not just make it or not just make a good show of it or hang around for a couple days, but actually go out and win that championship series next week.
Okay, I will go to game one today, Southern Miss, North Carolina. Damon, how deflated is Southern Miss? Can they come back and compete against a team like North Carolina? Or does a team that's been there before take care of business in advance?
North Carolina's just got too much. North Carolina's got way too much in the tank as far as just, I mean, they'll be able to do some things and pull out some guys today and do some things. But...
That's why we're...
But...
Exactly, Damon.
Yeah.
And Tony, I don't think deflated is the word. This is Southern Mississippi. What are they doing in Omaha to begin with? This is the most dangerous team that's left in the field. I think North Carolina wins the ball game, but I think Southern Miss is going to go out and play pretty loose. And I mean, they did hang with the number one team in the country until they walked in the winning run. Don't be surprised. I mean, if you were a Fresno State fan last year, don't be surprised if Southern Miss isn't right there in the eighth and ninth inning today. I think the real butt whooping is going to be tonight when Arizona State takes care of Texas.
Oh, wow. See, Doug hates the Big 12, and he's stated that publicly on this show. Thinks they're a weak conference.
We hung out with some, well, let me not say hung out. Let me just say we were around some Texas fans yesterday. And they get owly even when you're joking with them. So, you know, forget them. This will be the only time I root for the Sun Devils.
Doug, getting just kind of touched on the Southern Miss thing. I think there's totally something to be said for screw it. We're not supposed to be here, so I'll try to. I will put this reliever in, or I will put this guy into pinch hit, or I will pull my starting catcher, even though there's three innings still left to go, type of thing. But when you talk about you calling out Arizona State to just flat take care of Texas, I like that call, Doug. I would never have thought it, because I think that Texas is by far, they've got some of the best stuff. But again, Arizona State does have their ace tonight, but so does Texas. So it is ones versus ones.
Well, if Texas wins this thing, guys, whatever. Yeah, there's a little of I don't want to see Texas win it. There's no doubt about that. But, I mean, watching what they've done in the postseason, I'm sorry, they've done a little bit of smoke and mirrors. You have to go 25 innings to score three runs against Boston College. You have to score eight runs in the ninth to beat Army, the last team, the 64th seed in the field. At home, you got to score eight runs in the ninth. I mean, that's insane. And then you have to give two walks to get and all the stuff that happened against Southern Miss just to win the first round of the College World Series. I still haven't seen where these guys have played that well. A Rice beat or a TCU beat them. They had to play three in the Super Regionals. They've won, but they sure don't look like the best team in the field. I don't know if it's LSU. I don't know if it's Arizona State. I still thought it was Cal State Fullerton, but obviously that's not going to happen. LSU's playing well, so hey, hold on here, guys. I'm getting a Twitter here. Brett Favre might be back in the NFL. Oh, I just want to let you know that breaking news.
Oh yeah, that's the other big story of the day right here in Nebraska. Well, Doug, what else you got before we let you run and get busy with baseball?
There was one other thing, and I think since Damon's in studio, I wanted to ask him about this. Bob Erickson of the X-Done everything passing away, maybe just some thoughts on him.
I mean, when you have the success in the career that he had and the impact that he had on young people's life, it's amazing. It's a tribute to what he was able to accomplish and what he was able to do. And I mean, really what he was, I mean, he was Done College type of thing. And it's a sad day, but it's also a great day to reflect on what he was able to accomplish and just how many lives he touched.
589 wins, Doug, 27 winning seasons.
Yeah, that's quite a job by him. And, of course, more than just a basketball coach. He was, I'm sure every college around has a guy like Bob Erickson or had a guy like Bob Erickson, and he's the latest. So there you go.
Huge mentor.
Maybe you guys,
a tremendous amount of impact on a lot of young people's lives.
You guys might touch on that a little bit more. I didn't have a chance to go to Pittsburgh yesterday, but I was invited to the Penguin Parade. I just want you to know that.
He picked the Penguins in game 7.
Of what?
The NHL.
Hey, last thought, Damon. Tiger of the field. Sounds like it could rain all week in New York.
Tiger. I love Tiger Woods, y'all. I love him. I love watching that guy play golf.
I think if it rains, that diminishes his chances of winning.
Yeah.
Hey, Douglas, do you know which one in the studio has actually played Bethpage Black?
Yeah, but I don't think he was sleeping in his pajamas out in the parking lot waiting to get on. You know, when you're Damon Day, when you're beating number one teams in the country, when you're bringing home conference championships, opportunities come your way.
Hey, enjoy the baseball today, Douglas.
All right, every game here on ESPN Radio, and good luck with your Troutman's Tuesday trivia, gang.
Tomorrow,
by the way, don't forget going to Hastings, so be there early, Tony.
All right, buddy. Right. We're going to Sertoma 8-Man All-Star Camp in Hastings tomorrow, as we do every year right here on the Doug and Daddy Show. So we're looking forward to that.
I'm sure with Doug and Daddy Show, early is on time for you. If you're not 5 minutes early,
no,
you're late.
You got the wrong guy.
Really?
I'm Derek.
Does Doug need to run some polls? Do we need to get Doug getting up and back?
Daddy is a little more punctual than Doug, I think.
This drives me nuts.
Well, Doug is the lead name on the...
Drives me nuts.
It is the Doug and Daddy, not the Daddy and Doug.
It's got, I mean, if it's 11, that means 11:00. Just let's push it.
Okay.
Let's just push it. The music can be playing. And hey, we're going to take a short break on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, more CWS talk and more back after this.
You can go psycho. You can hurt yourself or someone else.
I don't know. I think a man can get used to this. Grow to love it.
Careful out there. Doug and Danny will be right back.
Stay tuned for a very important message from the Office of Homeland Serenity and Kearney, Omaha.
As of 8 o'clock this morning, the national serenity level has dropped to a deep purple. Americans have forgotten how to have fun. It's time to reverse this downward spiral, this constant state of depression. And I can think of no better way than to climb aboard a Yamaha Star motorcycle. With nothing but bad news coming from everywhere else, the good news is that Kearney Yamaha has plenty of all-new Yamaha Star motorcycles and a wide range of previously owned motorcycles that can fit into just about any budget. And with Kearney Yamaha's 5-star rated service department, huge selection of parts and riding apparel, and fast, friendly service, anyone can see that Kearney Yamaha is the place to go to start having fun.
So what do you say, America? Are you going to continue worrying about things you can't control, or are you going to hop on some two-wheel fun? I think real Americans would choose fun. Years of experience and a huge selection. Kearney Yamaha, just south of the Kearney I-80 interchange.
The time is now to start training for this year's Nebraska Senior Games. Seniors ages 50 and up will have the chance to test their skills in a variety of different sports and activities, including bowling, golf, basketball, table tennis, and much more. This year's games will be held July 9th through July 12th at various locations in Kearney. The deadline for registration is June 24th, so don't wait to sign up. For more information, contact the Kearney Park and Rec office. The 2009 Nebraska Senior Games, where the competition never gets old.
Smart people make smart choices. You should make the choice to take the next step in your education at Central Community College. You can get a degree and start a good job in just 2 years or transfer to a four-year college and finish up your bachelor's degree. At Central Community College, choose from day, evening, and online classes, full or part-time. Make a schedule that works for you. Plus, there's financial aid and scholarships available. Three campuses and three centers to serve you. Call 877-222-0780 or log on to ccceneb.edu. Smart people, smart choices, Central Community College.
The Nebraska Lottery Trucks and Buck Scratch Game presents the 2009 Toyota Flex Fuel Tundra Rock Warriors. Experience the awesome sound as these four Rock Warrior trucks perform fan favorites like Honk Honk, Beep Beep, and their big hit Horn Horn. Nebraska Lottery Trucks and Bucks tickets are on sale now. Don't miss your chance to win one of four Toyota Flex Fuel Tundra Rock Warriors or one of three $1,000 ethanol prizes. Nebraska Lottery. Play is good. Go play.
This is Brian O'Connor, head coach of the University of Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Mike Fox, the head baseball coach of the University of North Carolina.
This is Corey Palmer, head coach, University of Southern Mississippi.
This is Paul Maneri, the head baseball coach for Louisiana State University.
This is Dave Serrano, Cal State Fullerton head baseball coach.
This is Dave Van Horn, head baseball coach, University of Arkansas.
This is Kevin Kugler, voice of the College World Series, inviting you to join me for every game here on 1460 and 1550 AM.
I think we need a new house. Buying or selling a home should be a personal experience. It's about helping you make a change for the better. Kearney Realty on East 52nd Street behind the mall. Call 338-1090 or kearneyrealty.net. We're smaller, more personal. We know the neighborhoods and what your home is worth. Call now for a personalized free market analysis of your home. Kearney Realty on East 52nd Street behind the mall. Call 338-1090 or kearneyrealty.net. We are outstanding in our field.
Partly to mostly sunny skies develop across the area today with highs in the upper 80s to around 90 with west winds 5 to 15. On the way back to 63 tonight with a chance for isolated showers and storms developing. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 70.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Hey, I want to let you know about something upcoming and give you a little time to prepare for this. This is the inaugural ESPN Radio Superstation Challenge brought to you by Roy's Grand Island Dodge and Bud Light. When this is going on, August 13th and 14th, you compete one day only. It's on a first-come, first-served on date and time. It's going on at Indian Head Golf Course in Grand Island. Four-person teams, two-net best ball handicap format. The team with the lowest 18-hole handicap score wins. Entry fee is $60 per player. Players receive T-shirts if you enter by July 24th. Courtesy gifts, green fee for 18 holes, GPS-equipped cart, and a bucket of practice balls. Call over to Indian Head Golf Course and request your day. I guess first come, first serve. Maybe you can't make it on Sunday. No problem. Play on Saturday. You're only going to play one day only. So call Indian Head today.
Doug, I was surprised Doug didn't bring up what the big news in sports was. Italy beating USA 3-1 yesterday in Federation Cup soccer.
And the chump that scored the two of the goals is from New Jersey.
Yeah. I thought that was the biggest thing in sports, bigger than the Favre thing.
No.
No?
How come here? No.
I was
no,
that, that was that soccer
no,
game.
No, we're moving right along.
That soccer game was on right after the CWS. I was like, what the heck is this?
I'm looking at this here in Nebraska, and you being involved in baseball like you are, I think a lot of Division II coaches take interest in the College World Series. I think anybody involved with baseball takes stock in the College World Series. Why nationally? We got 4-hour radio shows. Colin Cowherd's 4 hours. Tirico Van Pelt's 2. Then we go to 4 hours of Rome. They don't have Mike Fox, North Carolina. Nationally, it's not that big of a deal.
It doesn't play with Mike and Mike. It doesn't play with Colin. It's not going to play with Rome. It's not going to play with Dan Patrick, because those guys are all big market guys. You know, if you think about it, there's not a lot of colleges in big market areas. You know, there's no team from the College World Series from New York. There's no team from the College World Series from Los Angeles. I mean, Fullerton's from a suburb or whatnot. There's no really, you know, Texas is probably going to be the most covered in the Dallas Morning News. It's probably one of the bigger marketed. But a lot of these schools are not from big market areas. You know, Tempe isn't a huge market. Granted, it's close enough to Phoenix type of thing. But college baseball is a niche sport. You know, it's just like the volleyball. If you look at the volleyball, I mean, Penn State hadn't lost a game or whatever, and they got a little blurb in the USA Today. And so I don't think USA Today is kind of, besides NCAA hoops, USA Today doesn't really cover collegiate athletics unless it's a scandal on a football level. I shouldn't say that. College football and college basketball are covered enormously by everybody.
I'm just saying this week, you know, we're in the middle of June. This week, not a lot. Yeah, we're getting ready for the U.S. Open. I understand Rocco and Tiger front page. I get that. I have no problem with that. That's great. But I'm thinking, and there is a mention of the College World Series in the top right-hand corner, which states the day of an advertisement, which ESPN obviously paid for to have it there. But before you ever get a mention in an article form of the College World Series, you get the fired up Rockies climbing the wild card race. They've won 11. A big story for really heavy baseball fan.
Right, but they made the run in 07.
J.P. Hayes, there's a little article about him. Rick Riley apologizes to Zach Johnson.
What did he say about Zach Johnson?
Riley went to Cedar Rapids, Iowa to tape an ESPN feature on Kurt Warner. Good-naturedly recanted the statement he made after Johnson won the 07 Masters that in 10 years he has a real chance to be your server at an Olive Garden.
Wow. Everybody's getting awful sensitive these days.
Yeah.
David Letterman apologized, too.
Well, that's good. We got a story about Pinehurst going to host women's and men's opens in back-to-back fashion, back-to-back weeks in 2014.
Hopefully the grass can survive.
Yeah, there you go. I mean,
hopefully there's greens left for who's ever the second. It's got to be the women. Are the women second?
No, I believe the women go first.
Really?
I believe. Have to check on that, but nonetheless. You've got best of all time Lakers, Celtics, Canadians, Steelers, whatever. Phelps dives back into endorsement pool. Burrish expects to play in 09. Millen on top again, the booth that is, Millen apparently. Yeah, you've got the baseball pages, the American National League with the stats in it. You've got the NBA page, Van Gundy. You've got a story about former Jacksonville Jaguars linebacker Mike Peterson moved into Atlanta. Well, he found out later that he lives right across the street from Mike Smith, the head coach of the Falcons. So, ha-ha, hee-hee. You've got a soccer story. You get to page 8C, the college's page. Oh, it's there. But before it's there, it's finalists share winning connection, and it's throughout the school year, officials from NCAA schools have voted for outstanding Division I female athletes in 12 sports. Well, they've cut that list to 5, and they've got the 5 nominees, which then it's got Titans clash in winner's bracket, Texas versus A&M. And article that's what would you say, 4 inches high? I mean, it's not a half-page deal with quotes from Augie Garrido and Pat Murphy.
No. No, you're right. I mean, USA Today is not, from a national newspaper standpoint, it is not a large deal. But they know where their bread and butter's at.
But I'm saying, that's all that's going on.
Right. I mean,
period.
Yeah. Well, everyone still wants to talk about the Lakers. I mean, they're already talking about, can this be the next small dynasty with Odom and Gasol and this and that? And I know Cavs fans are just happy that Turkoglu's probably leaving Orlando. So, you know, but there's a lot of things going on in sports right now. U.S. Open's huge. You're going to have all the talk about that.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
It's our national championship. I'm perfect with that. Yeah. I just have a problem with 8C.
Yeah.
I mean, good grief. I would think that somebody would be more interested
in that. It is the NCAA's second biggest championship. The only championship that is bigger is March Madness. True story. They don't get the money from the bowls and the BCS and everything.
Really?
Yeah.
See, that's why we have you on this show. By the way, I didn't think we picked up a fan for you. Day is the best guest host. Sorry, Gatula. Get him here wherever you can, whenever and wherever you can. I will find Damon Day and have him on.
All right, coming in the Dent Popper inbox, Dent Popper downtown on the bricks. You can head down for a free estimate today. Got another one here regarding Damon as well from the Dent Popper inbox. This is from Powder Blue Royals fan Jeff in Kearney. It says, Damon, my 8-year-old son went 3-for-3 yesterday with 2 nice plays at second base. Any chance you can send some advanced scholarship funds my way? He says, thanks for your help with the little guys. Royals go for their 4th straight win tonight against the Diamondbacks. Gil Mesh will take the mound for him tonight.
Yeah, looking good. Royals finally get a little bit of something going. A little help from the Cincinnati Reds defense and all over the place.
I'll tell you what, I went to Royal Stadium 2 weeks ago. Amazing. Amazing experience.
How was the party zone, right field?
I wasn't in right field. I was in the kid zone.
How's the kid zone?
Yeah, it's cool. I didn't take my son, but I was mesmerized by the kid zone. I can't wait for my little guy to get a little bit older. It was awesome. They had the live pitching thing. A little home run derby. I mean, putt-putt. I mean, that thing was awesome. I would tell you what, I haven't been very impressed with many things from stadium standpoint.
Oh, what you can buy for $250 million these days.
Exactly. Exactly. And they kept the fountains, which is a nice touch. But I was amazed. It doesn't even look like the same stadium. It does not absolutely look like the same stadium whatsoever. It was a very, very cool experience. I highly recommend it.
Now, before the Royals got on this little roll, do you think they just hit midseason just – blah. Do all teams do that?
Yeah, I mean,
5 out of 21 is what they. You know.
The reason why they play 162 games is to see who's going to be the best over 162 games. Now, usually that is the most talented of the 162. That's why you hear about all these streaks and valleys and pits and whatnot. The Royals, granted, they are much improved, but I don't think that they can sustain this where they're going to go for an entire year. I just don't think that it's all going to hold up for them.
Well, we'll touch on that a little bit more after the break. I want to remind you, this is going on June 19th, 20th, 21st from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Ed Broadfoot and Sons Sand and Gravel will be holding a benefit for the Tri-City Optimist Youth Hockey Association. Hey, their pit is located 1.25 miles south of Vianney Park on Key West Road. The revenues generated from the benefit will go towards reducing the registration fees for youth hockey players. All landscape rock, sand, and gravel, black dirt packed off the pit area are 20% off, with 50% of the sale going to Tri-City Optimist Youth Hockey Association. All delivered materials 10% off, with a portion of the sale going to the Tri-City Optimist Youth Hockey Association. You can call 237-0466 for information regarding the sale and delivery orders. Check it out if you want to help out the Tri-City Optimist Youth Hockey Association and you need some landscaping needs. Call Ed Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show, we'll have more with Damon Day.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Hey guys, the boss just asked when we dropped our grade school requirement for all on-air personnel.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. In this rough economy, it seems like every day another company's losing money and laying off employees. It's nice to hear some good news, and we've got some. Vizio, America's HD TV company, wants to thank you for making them America's fastest growing company there. And how are they doing it? With a $1 million event from now until August 31st. They'll give away $1 million worth of their biggest and highest performing HD TV, the all-new 55-inch Vizio XVT series. Log on now, www.vizio.com, to enter to win. Vizio, where vision meets value.
You know, Golic, our partnership with Bass Pro Shops is a great one.
You know, Greeny, I agree with that.
Even though some, like you, continue to exaggerate my daintiness while ruthlessly cutting down my masculinity.
There's little left to cut, my friend.
Regardless, Bass Pro Shops and ESPN just go together.
Especially if you're a guy like me.
And thank goodness I'm not.
Thank you, Greeny. Bass Pro Shops is a great partner to have. You know, if you actually dare to go outside.
Yeah, like Golic in a quadruple X shirt, it's a perfect fit.
Hank says the key to a healthy lawn is having a sprinkler that waters evenly. Hardware Hank recommends L.R. Nelson sprinklers. The Nelson three-arm swirling sprinkler is easy to move and spreads water in a square pattern. The Nelson impulse sprinkler sprays in a circular pattern. Visit HardwareHank.com for the Hank store nearest you.
You've got a lot more going for you with Hank's Hardware.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans, available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
Partly to mostly sunny skies develop across the area today with highs in the upper 80s to around 90 with west winds 5 to 15. On the way back to 63 tonight with a chance for isolated showers and storms developing. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 70.
I'm back. Doug and Daddy Show, Summer Brass, ESPN Radio Superstation. Don't forget Tuesday Trauman's Trivia coming your way as well. So, 1-888-455-3776.
Two sevens. 3776. There you go.
1-888-455-3776 or 1-888-455-ESPN, if you will. Another way to do it. Damon, just visiting here, you have played where the golf course, the best played black golf course in New York.
Yes, correct. I did that last August. I got to go out there and play the red course as well as the black course in a day of golf.
The red is private? No, they're both public.
Oh, it's a whole there's the red, green, blue, and black. It's four golf courses all in a state park. It's all public. Doug kind of alluded to it. No, we actually slept in our cars. Me and Cody Lucero slept in our – we got there about 2 o'clock in the morning, got our name on the – waiting for the 5 o'clock name on the board type of thing. We were able to secure a tee time for the red first thing in the morning. The black was a little difficult. So we actually finished the black under very dark skies, to say the least. But it was probably one of the coolest experiences ever. Got to share with a good friend of mine, Cody, who's one of our assistant coaches. But it's an amazing, amazing golf course. Amazing golf course.
Now, how many yards did you guys play it from?
Oh, God, no. What was it? We didn't play it. I think I shot maybe 82, 83. He shot 87. We were way well forward of any of the tough stuff. It's a beautiful, beautiful.
It's not grown up. It's not that you're not saying that you went out in U.S. Open condition to fire an 84 out of
No, not at all. It is. It would be very comparable to a coarse blue. The blue you can play the white. You can play the whites or the blues there, and then the blues were what they considered the pro tees for that day. But there had to be tee boxes 100, 150 yards. If I would have had a tee off on some of those, you'd almost have to go 5-iron, 5-iron because I couldn't. I mean, the carry on the grass and stuff's 270. I mean, straight carries. I mean, when they talk about the short hitters having problems, it's true. I mean, the gunch and the grass and the bunkers that are just gnarly and it's very, very thick. I mean, it takes a 270, not 250 with a 20 roll. It takes a clear 270 just to get it there to a fairway that's maybe four carts wide.
So now you're talking rain. Yes. They're talking rain the rest of the week, 50 to 60% chance every day of this golf tournament.
Which should help it go low.
Well, but they've also got to carry that ball because, it's not going to shorten the 7,426-yard course up.
Right. It's going to slow the greens down. The greens are going to be a little bit more receptive, which they're going to be because you're going to be hitting 3-irons into some greens. And the thing, I think, when you take into account the rain, how gnarly is that rough going to be? You can't mow the rough every day. You just can't. I mean, what they say at the Masters, they try to get the rough mowed Thursday, Saturday type of thing. The real bad.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they get the
cabbage.
Right. So that's what I like, because when you start to get that water in there and it starts to grow a little bit, get some heat, it is just an absolutely, absolutely gorgeous, gorgeous golf course. I highly recommend. It's one of the few courses that the average, you know, we're never going to play Augusta. We're never going to get to play Pine Valley. We're never going to, you know, Torrey Pines you can play. I think that's the one cool thing.
Pinehurst, yeah.
You know, I think the more U.S. Opens that they can have at public places, the cooler it is for the public. You know, and it's not always going to happen because you got Shinnecock Hills and Winged Foot and what, Southern Hills down. Those are all private. But as far as golfing experiences go, it definitely ranks up there.
You know, for the economy of being in such terrible shape. I don't mind being 1.35 million for the winners, for one of the majors. I have no problem with that. But these other golf tournaments last week, that was Brian Gay won over a million. You know, I think 1,080,000.
Tiger Woods.
Well, yeah,
Tiger
you said
Woods.
It.
I mean, he boosts the pay that much. You go back to the 1995, what they were winning. See what pro golfers were winning and whatnot. Tiger Woods has made that just such a – it's kind of like we were saying before, and I bet you people would agree with me. You could do a thing – if CBS or ABC wanted to make real money, they would do a pay-per-view where all they did was cover Tiger Woods the entire time. You probably wouldn't even have to have a mic guy talking about it. People would just sit there with no sound and watch that guy golf. I mean, I would. From the time he gets out of his car to the time he gets back in his car, and you would have more people buy that package than you would just watch a Brian Gay – win the Quail Hollow Open type of thing. You would. I mean, that's how big he is in that sport of golf.
Derek, Tuesday Troutman's Trivia.
It's time.
You want to do it on the air?
You want to do it? Yeah, let's do it on the air.
You want to do it on the air?
Let's do it on the air.
I got a couple questions out there and go back and forth. The 1-888-455-3776. Who we got on today?
Bill.
Bill, what's going on?
Not too much, just working.
All right, Bill, here's your trivia question. When Virginia and Southern Miss lost their openers in their first College World Series appearances, it left this team as the last team to get a victory in its Omaha debut.
Nebraska.
No, Nebraska is one of those teams that has not won a game in Omaha and lost all three of its debuts, actually. Who we got here?
One more time. Try to give us a call back. Got a bad signal there.
Doug and Daddy Show, who we got?
What's up? Mark from Minden.
Hey, Mark, do you know who that team was when Virginia and Southern Miss lost their openers in their first College World Series appearances? This team was the last team to get a victory in its Omaha debut.
Michigan.
Oh, great guess. Not the case, though. Sorry, Mark. Try again. 1-888-455-3776. Who we got?
This is Bob.
Bob, who was that last team to win their Omaha debut?
Let's try Georgia Tech.
You are correct, Bob. Congratulations. 1994, that was the last team. Since then, Rice, San Jose State, Louisiana Lafayette, Nebraska, Tulane, Missouri State, Cal Irvine, and Louisville have all started their debuts with an L. Hey, hold on the line. We'll get your information right after this. We'll take a short break and wrap things up after this as well in Doug and Daddy Show. Sorry, Derek, to make you wrap.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We turned down the volume on all the radios in the building during this hour so as not to irritate the boss.
Whether you run a small business or a big enterprise, you face similar IT challenges every day, including network security, user productivity, network and application performance, and data storage and email retrieval. That's why over 70,000 businesses like yours count on Barracuda Networks to solve these challenges.
Right out of the box, without IT expertise, at a price that any business can afford.
Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for a free 30-day trial of any of our security, productivity, or storage appliances.
That's 888-ANTI-SPAM.
Or see for yourself at Barracuda.com.
MVP quarterback Brett Favre for Wrangler.
I'm comfortable in jeans that are tough.
Yeah, 47 cent.
I'm comfortable in jeans that last. I'm comfortable in Wrangler. Real comfortable.
Wrangler 5-star premium denim jeans. Built comfortable. Priced right. Satisfaction guaranteed. Pick up a pair of Wrangler 5-star premium denim jeans today at a Target near you.
Wrangler. Real comfortable jeans.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam.
Sam!
Because upgrading your central air system to a high efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Oh, sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high efficiency Trane model at Fidelke Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a train.
The time is now to start training for this year's Nebraska Senior Games. Seniors ages 50 and up will have the chance to test their skills in a variety of different sports and activities, including bowling, golf, basketball, table tennis, and much more. This year's games will be held July 9th through July 12th at various locations in Kearney. The deadline for registration is June 24th, so don't wait to sign up. For more information, contact the Kearney Park and Rec Office. The 2009 Nebraska Senior Games, where the competition never gets old.
ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather. Brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on 25th Street in Kearney. For a square deal and a fair shake.
If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
Partly to mostly sunny skies develop across the area today with highs in the upper 80s to around 90 with west winds 5 to 15. On the way back to 63 tonight with a chance for isolated showers and storms developing. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 70.
Now we're back, Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Take you to the lunch hour. Don't forget game one today, Southern Miss, North Carolina. 1 o'clock go time. You can hear it right here on ESPN Radio, 1460 and 1550. And then once again tonight, the big game, see who advances in the winner's bracket. Obviously, LSU on the winner's bracket on that side. We'll see who comes out of this side. Those two teams really have the inside track, minus some weird things happening. And I think that's safe to say. Coach, couple babies. Our friend Luke Gehringer and his lovely wife Amanda had a little baby girl.
There you go.
And also a track coach at the high school here. And also our friend Brian Reglin and his wife Trish, a little baby girl, Whitney K for Brian. And boy.
You're in trouble now.
Yeah. Lee, gosh.
When are we going to have a little daddy running around?
No, gosh. No, congratulations, these people. Adam and and everybody's healthy and everybody's doing good. Congratulations, Luke and Amanda. Congratulations, Brian and Trish, both in the last 24
hours.
It's our friend, athletic director at COSAD. Brian is.
For all the text messages, especially the two from my wife,
oh.
Nebraska has won a College World Series game. They have not won their
opener
game,
their
but
opener.
They have won a college baseball game. So
they have won a College World Series game.
The boss wanted to make sure I got that on the air.
The boss.
That was under Mike Anderson. That was that was not
Jabba. Jabba won the game. Or
No, I don't think
he pitched in it, but he went out. Because then they beat, They beat
Clemson?
Oh, geez. I should know this.
I should know this, too.
I don't know. That's a tough one.
No, they lost to Clemson 10-11.
Yep. They had some close calls. They kept showing the highlights of that Larish bomb. And when the guy hit three.
They've lost 3 1-run games and 1 2-run game in the College World Series.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Mike Anderson because they beat Arizona State.
Yeah, Jabba was a starter.
Well, that was their opener.
Ooh, okay.
But it wasn't their opener. Oh, it wasn't their debut game ever.
Just got a call. Arizona State. It was the opponent. Apparently, Jabba was pitching.
Yes, Jabba started. I didn't know if he got the win.
5-3, and then they came back 4 days later after Florida beat them and then lost 7-8 in 11 innings. That was back and forth, a great baseball game. Damon, rest of the day, got dad in town, showing dad.
Dad's in town, busy summer. Wife's working all them volleyball camps and up at that going vertical place or whatever. And so I get to spend a lot of time with my son this summer, which is cool. Already got him throwing left-handed, so.
Take advantage of that right away.
Exactly. So
are you left-handed? Yes, you are.
Yeah, so we're working on that. Got dad in town for a week, so we're going to do some hanging around town and doing our thing. Got some recruits coming into town, so got to schmooze them and wow them and hopefully bring them to our beautiful city.
Hey,
so
stadium's looking great.
Stadium's looking phenomenal. Legions are doing well. It's a good time for baseball in the state. So
finally getting some baseball weather out
Some baseball weather. So
it's supposed to get up over 90 tomorrow, I think.
Yes, 93 tomorrow. Sticky.
So the grass is finally going to grow.
Yeah.
For the first time in a long time.
Yeah, no, but thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Hey, anytime. We appreciate when you come in and give us an hour here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug's back tomorrow, but both of us out of the studio. We are headed to Hastings. Sertoma 8-Man All-Star Camp. I look forward to that as we do every year right here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Go over them, guys. I bet those guys aren't real happy about the weather, but nonetheless, they're going to practice two times in it tomorrow, two times in it on Thursday. So we'll be in Hastings. Later in the week, of course, Joe DeMeo, Fantasy Players Edge, all your fantasy questions, give us a shout. Derek, what did I forget before we get out of here?
I think you pretty much covered it all outside. I mean, you said you guys are going to be in Hastings tomorrow. Doug will be back on the show and ready to talk some football. Just real quick, Brandon Marshall wants a trade from Denver. What do you think?
Can't get it. He's up against another assault charge. They're not going to take. They're going to have to give up a first and a third for him, it sounds like.
Brady Quinn to Marshall sounds really good.
Oh, no. Brady Quinn. We're out of here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll see you in 23 hours.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!